A refugee is most often a person surviving outside their country of citizenship for fear of persecution because of their race, religion, nationality, membership of a particular social group, or political opinion. For some, the making of music sustains them and keeps them connected to their past and gives them hope for their future.
A global warming is on the threat for you and me.
Four West African countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Côte d'Ivoire, have much in common, including their borders, their wars, their political intrigues, their massively uprooted populations, and their music. The country of Sierra Leone is represented by a mixture of regional, French, British, West Indian, and Creole genres, where the sound of palm wine, known in country as moringa, employs Portuguese guitars first brought by sailors in the 1800s that combines local melodies and rhythms with Trinidadian calypso. The moringa genre owes its birth to the drink palm wine, made from the naturally fermented sap of the oil palm, consumed at gatherings where early African guitarists played. This consumption may have influenced the particularly relaxed feel of the music.
Once climate has been polluted, too much combustion and pollution. Well, yo. Cause in the world, so risky, carbon dioxide wanna overcome.
With modernity, Sierra Leone, like much of West Africa, has embraced newer forms of music, including rap, reggae, dancehall, R&B, and grime, a sound that emerged in East London early in 2000. One band that stands out is the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, formed by a group of refugees displaced to Guinea during the 1991-2002 Sierra Leone Civil War. Since their return home to Freetown in 2004, the band has toured extensively worldwide to raise awareness for humanitarian causes. Today, the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars are a world-class band, with celebrated songs that fall into a number of different musical styles, described as having a reggae texture not dissimilar to the sound of basqueta, an age-old Western African rhythm. Today, with the use of Western-styled electric guitars and drums, the sound of the All-Stars remains true to their country's musical roots, infused with present-day music-making norms all across the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.